Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday, which is great. No, it really is. The weather is fantastic. The weather's looking nice for the next couple of days. I'm enjoying it. I will tell you that Julia is out on the deck. She's enjoying the weather, which is fantastic. I love it. I love watching her on the deck. There's just something sort of magical about that. Julia doesn't have a lot of requests, you know. There's not a lot of requests, not a lot of wishes. I don't know if Julia wishes. I just don't know. But to watch her out on the deck enjoying the weather, enjoying the music is just wonderful. It really is. It just warms my heart. Now, President Trump has received a fair amount of attention because of the garbage comment. Now, you remember the way this worked, right? There was some guy at a Trump event at Madison Square Garden. Remember the Madison Square Garden Nazi Palooza or whatever it was, right? Wasn't it all about Nazis because it was at Madison Square Garden? And somebody who was on stage was a comedian who made a joke about this and made a joke about that. And one of the jokes that he made apparently was referring to Puerto Rico as a garbage island or an island of garbage. Well, nobody seems to agree with that. Nobody at the event agreed with it. He got booed when he said it. And everybody said, well, that doesn't represent anything that President Trump or his team are about. So instead, the media decided that it was going to be about Donald Trump. And it wasn't really working all that well until Joe Biden, I don't know if he did it intentionally or unintentionally, but Joe Biden referred to you and to me as garbage. Said that those of us who are supporting President Trump, in fact, are garbage. I want you to take a listen to some of the ways that this is still being spun. CBS, cut number one.
And from President Biden appearing to compare their supporters to garbage as a political gift that they were determined to keep into the headlines. So determined, in fact, they had Trump hop into a waiting garbage truck when he arrived here in Wisconsin yesterday. Now, the Harris campaign sees all of this as a distraction and a stunt that they don't think will be on the mind of voters as they make their final choices.
With just 5 days to go, Vice President Harris and former President Trump both urging voters to help write a new chapter in American history.
Opportunity in this election to turn the page on a decade of Donald Trump trying to keep us divided and afraid of each other.
We can turn the page forever on this failed and corrupt administration.
Trump leaning in to President Biden's garbage comments, posing in a garbage truck.
How do you like my garbage truck?
And attacking Biden and Harris and their supporters.
Crooked Joe Biden finally said what he and Kamala really think of our supporters. He called them garbage. My supporters are far higher quality than Crooked Joe or Lion Kamala. You can't lead America if you don't love Americans.
The controversy began with this offensive remark by a comedian at Trump's Madison Square Garden rally on Sunday.
There's literally a floating island of garbage in the middle of the ocean right now. Yeah, I think it's called Puerto Rico.
President Biden responding Tuesday on a video call with Latino groups.
The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters. His demonization of Latinos is unconscionable.
The president later saying he was only referring to the comedian. Harris quickly distancing herself from the comment.
I strongly disagree with any criticism of people based on who they vote for.
Democrats pointing to years of incendiary rhetoric from the former president, demonizing his political critics.
They are indeed the enemy from within.
Wow. Wow. I got news for you. Donald Trump has played it like a violin. Donald Trump understands how you market things. Donald Trump understands how you present things. And these bottom feeders in the legacy news media, they hate him for that. They hate him for it. They really do. They hate him because for them, it's about them. They're the ones who get to create the story. They're the ones who get to control the narrative. And the reality is that Donald Trump takes all of their harebrained ideas, wraps them up, and throws them the hell out. They mocked him for the McDonald's hit, right? Standing in the McDonald's, making some fries, standing in the drive-thru. Now, what did they try and do? Remember what they tried to do? Because this is all so vital as we get ready to either finish up early voting, which finishes up in our beloved Commonwealth tomorrow, or we're going Tuesday to vote. They attacked Donald Trump because, well, you know, those weren't real customers. They closed that McDonald's restaurant down. Well, that is true. That's because the Secret Service said, we can't take any chances. But the owner of that restaurant is so passionate about Donald Trump returning to the Oval Office, such a big supporter. He said, you know what? I'm willing to take the hit for the day. You close it down. I don't care. Do you know what kind of dedication that's got to take to be willing to give up that much money for the day? Then they attacked Donald Trump because he referred to the McDonald's restaurant as a store. Why, he doesn't know anything. He's never worked at McDonald's. Well, no, he tells you honestly and truthfully he hasn't worked at McDonald's. He called it a store. That's crazy. Actually, it's not. In the retail space, just about any freestanding location is called a store. And it doesn't matter whether you and I call it a restaurant or a service center or, I don't know, pick something else that is a freestanding retail establishment. On the back end, everybody refers to it as a store. And in fact, if you want to just get a little into the weeds, and we don't have to, but I'm going to let you in on a piece of information that you should know. If you take a look at your receipt when you go to McDonald's, you know what it's going to tell you down at the bottom? Oh, it's going to thank you for going there, blah, 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 blah. But it's also going to tell you that you visited such and such a store. Such and such a store. Because McDonald's in-house refers to what they have, what they offer to you as a store. Yeah, so if you had any questions, maybe you're a member of the legacy news media and you are, you know, you're puzzled because Donald Trump called it a store and you are sure that it's not a store, well, now you understand why it is called a store and why, once again, much as it pains you, Trump was right. It is 4:13, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.